Pike, Fred, come on. All right. Deeper, deeper.
Deep this, Mini Montana.
Just about to take that outside.
Nice try. Is Mom home?
No.
Great. Go along by the couch. Give me down here. Hey, didn't you sign up for elective today?
Yeah, let's go, Randy.
No, wait a minute. I'm real proud of you. Your first year of shop. The year of the ashtray.
Actually, Brad's taking home ec.
What?
This is the year of the muffin.
Wait. Home ec? You really gotta take shop. It's when you learn about tools and building things and tearing stuff down and sawdust and
Yeah, but home ec is me and 30 girls.
What do you want to be around 30 girls for? That gets you, Andrew. Before you go jumping in a room with 30 girls, you really should take shop.
Why?
Shop prepares you for women. Huh? You learn how to cut wood, how to sever a finger. You learn pain. Then you're ready for women. All right.
On TV all the time. I love you.
Yeah, I love you too. Who are you?
Joe Morton, your new neighbor. I just moved into the house across the alley.
Hey, all right. I saw the movie van.
Uh-huh.
Did I see a 50-inch square TV?
Hey, you know what's great on the big screen?
What?
Tool time!
Yeah. Well, welcome to the neighborhood, Joe. What line of work are you in?
I'm in meat. You know how they call you the tool man?
Yeah.
I'm the meat man.
All right.
Morton Meats. You heard of us?
Yeah.
8 locations, mm-hmm. Best meat in the Midwest.
Yeah.
You want a pen?
A little cow on there.
Yeah. Turn it upside down, see what she does.
Sound like moo power.
That's great. Hey, this hot rod's a beaut. What year?
This 33.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. It looks more like a 34 body on a 33 chassis to me.
No, it's all 33.
Oh, hey, I'm not an expert, but I go to the hot rod show every year.
Well, meat man, I built it myself. It's 33.
So, I guess a big-time cable TV host like you makes out pretty good, huh?
I guess you could say I got the highest credit limit allowed at Sears.
Still, you can't be making Bob Vila money, right? He's on real TV.
It's pretty common knowledge that Vila's overpaid for what he does.
Ah, I hit a nerve, huh?
Yeah, I really don't want you sitting on that.
Oh, right? Yeah, sure. Well, whatever you're making, you must be doing okay.
Yeah.
Bought you one of these, babies. Oh, I'm okay. Don't worry about me.
I wasn't.
What kind of grill is that?
Well, it's, it's a dented reproduction of a 33 Roadster.
Oh, did I, listen, just tell me how much it costs. I'll give you the cash right now.
It was an accident. I can pound that out. I just figured I'd drive it before I put a dent in it.
That's funny. You know, I like a guy like you who can just shake things off.
Yeah, I'm going to get back on this windshield if you don't mind.
Oh, don't mind me. I'm just a fly on the wall.
Wish I had some insect repellent.
I'll just buzz around and watch.
All right. I really got something to do inside.
What? What is it?
A little problem.
What's wrong?
It's my wife. She's got this condition. I gotta go wake her up, you know, and dress her and pour coffee down her throat. Just gonna go.
I hear you, buddy.
No, I didn't mean that.
Timmy, it's nothing to be ashamed of. You know, I see a guy like you on TV, I figure there's a guy who got it made. Mm-hmm. Now I find out there's a dark side of the tool man. Yeah. Take care, buddy. Oh, it's your pants.
Beauty.
Does everybody know what time it is?
Tool time!
That's right. Big for Tools is proud to present Tim the Tool Man Taylor.
Welcome to Tool Time, everybody. I am Tim, the Tool Man Taylor, and y'all know my assistant Al. God knows what's under that beard borland. Today, Al and I will be talking about fencing. In order to do that, I'm going to need my dueling dowel. Heidi?
Here you go, Tim.
Thanks, Heidi.
You're welcome.
And guard, big fella. Come on, flannel man. Come
Tim.
On. Tim. You're scared.
This is not the type of fencing we're talking about. Today, we'll be talking about the classic... Fencing champion, Gilmore Hyde, 1976.
Al and I have done this to prove a point.
No, we haven't.
Just as Al defended himself against me, a sturdy fence is a great way to defend your home. The best way to keep out dogs, cats, and a pesky neighbor. And the good thing about a fence is you don't have to be a master carpenter to build one.
A big plus for you, Tim.
Good news.
As I said, this is the classic alternate board fence. Now, one of the first things we want to show you is how to keep that fence plumb. And for that, we need a jig. Tim, the jig? This will help keep your fence plumb as well as help with spacing.
While Al's fiddling around with his plumb, I'm going to discuss another way to stop a pesky neighbor. You guessed it, electrical shock. To demonstrate that, we've installed an invisible doggy fence.
We have?
Yes, right through the floor here. Now, Fufu wears a special collar. When attached to him, it activates the fence. Huh? Now, if Fufu were dumb enough to try to stray off the property, he gets a mild correctional shock. Now, this will work on that pesky neighbor if you can get him to wear the collar. Al, won't you be my neighbor?
I don't think so, Tim.
All right, let's get back to building that fence. We're going to need more slats here, so you'll walk over there and grab those slats for me.
Okay.
We can finish that and get to the gate ahead of that.
Sure thing. Could you give me those nails there, Tim?
You can either give me a new pair of pantyhose, or I'll strangle you with these.
Marie, you are so good with people.
You know, you gotta love you. I learned that in therapy. This may come as a surprise to you, you know, but I used to be a meek person.
Oh, so was I. Until we moved to Texas. You know, you can't be meek in Texas. It's a state law.
Thanks a lot, Jill. I know I'll find ours as soon as I finish unpacking.
Oh, don't worry about it. We always have a few extra toasters around. You know, Tim goes through them quickly. How about a piece of cake?
Oh, I love some. But you know what? I really shouldn't. My therapist says I have food issues.
Oh, please. Who doesn't? So, what is this? You're in therapy?
Yeah. Started 2 weeks ago. I got a coupon.
Discount therapy. This is an interesting idea. Well, maybe I shouldn't tempt you.
Oh, come on. What does that therapist know? He accepts coupons.
So how about a little piece then?
How about a big hunk?
Okay. Tim, I want you to come over here and meet Marie. She has volunteered to help me with the library fundraiser.
So you finally hooked somebody.
Yeah, I got a piece of cake out of the deal,
nice
too.
Nice to meet you, Marie.
Yeah, hi, handsome.
There you go.
Thank you.
I want to sit and chit-chat, but I'm going to go put the grill on. I'll show it to you a little bit later.
I thought you already did that today.
Oh, didn't even tell you. I met our new neighbor, Mr. Meatman, Mr. Obnoxious. This guy comes over, breaks the grill.
Did he happen to give you a pen?
Yeah, with a big cow on it. You know the guy?
I'm married to him.
Oh, yeah. Wait a minute. I said obnoxious, didn't I? I meant gregarious.
Listen, no need to explain to me. I call him a lot worse, believe me. I gotta go home, Jill. I gotta cook some supper.
But you didn't finish your cake.
I'm taking it with me.
Oh, okay. I'll walk you out.
All right. See you later, dollface.
Nice to meet you.
Tim, while I'm gone, can you try to get your foot out of your mouth?
Hey,
cut it out. Break it. Come on. You guys are supposed to be setting the table. What's going on?
Word got out about Loverboy's idea to meet girls. Every guy in the 7th grade signed up for home ec.
Dad, I mean, they put us in separate class. 30 boys and no girls. And we have to sew.
I'd like to help you out, Brad. I really would, but I got a whole drawer full of socks neat, darling.
And maybe after that you can crochet me a sweater.
Yeah. You gotta still set that table.
Come on, no running in the house. Nice going as usual, Tim. I think I smoothed things over, though. We're gonna have dinner with Joe and Marie on Saturday night.
We don't want to do that.
I do. I like Marie.
I don't like Joe. You don't know that guy.
Well, you only spent a couple of minutes with him.
Yeah, and already he's loud, obnoxious, thinks he knows everything about cars.
Why does this sound familiar?
Oh, look. You like Marie? Why don't you go out with Marie?
Oh, come on. They're new in the neighborhood. They don't know anybody. Besides, it's an opportunity for us to go out with another couple for a change.
Well, pick another couple. How about Jack and Suzanne?
They don't like you.
We could go out with the couple we went out last weekend.
Al and his mother do not constitute a couple.
Al's mother by herself constitutes a couple.
You're going.
I'll tell you what. Let's just go to the salad bar. We can be out of here in 1 hour.
Oh, right. And if we don't chew, we can be out of here in 5 minutes.
Hey, Tool Man!
Oh.
Finally, I'm meeting Mrs. Tool Man.
Honey, her name's Jill.
Hey, Jill.
Hi, Joe.
Come here, I'm a hugger.
I'm a shaker.
Sit down, please.
Oh, thank you.
Tonight, everything's on the meat man. Don't even look at the prices. Order whatever you want.
Ah, chicken. On.
You don't come to a place like the Chuck House for chicken. You want steak.
Honey, let him order what he wants.
Well, why don't you try the steak?
I want the steak. I'd like the chicken.
You can get chicken anywhere.
I like the chicken here.
No, you want the steak here. They make it so rare, you need 8 rolls to sop up all the blood.
I think I'll have the chicken.
Oh, Jill, you gotta have the steak. It's just what the doctor ordered for your condition.
What condition?
Why don't you tell us about the steaks?
I told you, Joe, she doesn't have a condition.
Tim said she had a condition.
Hey, you know he's right. You can go anywhere for chicken. Let's have steaks.
And what condition would that be, Tim?
Tim said you got no pep and you stay in bed for days at a time.
And why did you say that?
I didn't say that.
Yeah, you did.
I did not.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Then what did you say?
I was in the garage. I can't remember what I say in the garage. There's all those fumes in there. Oh, look, the drinks are here. Oh boy.
We didn't order any drinks.
Oh, well, Joe took the liberty.
For the three of us, I got Cabernet Sauvignon.
All right.
And for you, Jill, I got this.
What is this?
It's Shirley Temple. Yeah, Tim told me about your other little problem.
Excuse me, waitress. Can you bring us some extra rolls, please? I'm gonna need them to sop up all the blood.
Stupid hat.
Well, then you won't get a chance to make the skirt that goes with it.
How would you like a split lip?
Well, that'd be great, because then you get extra credit for sewing it back up.
Hey, all right. Hey, now come on, cool down, you guys. Randy, don't make fun of your brother. Sewing is a valuable skill that has served me well.
You know how to sew?
You darn tootin'. And I learned to sew in the Navy.
I didn't know you were in the Navy.
Signed up when I was 18. Wanted to travel the world, cast my fortune to the wind, sail the seven seas.
Where'd you sail?
Nowhere. I was stationed in Fallon, Nevada. Holy smokes, your folks are home. Quick, turn that off. Quick. Get to bed. Mark, wake up. Wake up, you gotta go to sleep.
Sleepy.
Hey. Hi. Hey, so, how was the evening?
Great. I'm hungry.
Well, I thought you went out to dinner.
His steak was a little rare.
A little rare? That steak had a bell on it. Where are those cookies?
I ate them.
All of them?
Well, you're not paying me. You said I could eat whatever I wanted.
Attention to him. He's probably just upset because his wife has severe emotional problems.
I told Joe that to get him out of the garage. We've discussed this, haven't we?
So you said my wife is a slug?
I was desperate. Where are those little sausages?
Al, Tim told our new neighbors that I was a depressed alcoholic with a sleeping disorder.
And only an insensitive jerk would have repeated that.
You know, if you wanted those sausages, you should have told me.
Would you shut up?
Don't take this out on Alice. Isn't his problem.
No, the problem is the meat man.
No, the problem is your brain doesn't serve any function other than keeping your head from caving in.
Wilson! Wilson!
Tim?
Wilson, you up?
I am now.
Have you ever had a real annoying neighbor?
Tim, is this a trick question?
No, I'm talking about that guy next door to me. Just moved in, Joe. Mm-hmm. He's already bugging me.
Well, I know the feeling, Tim.
That guy's such a pain in the butt. Just being around him gives me a headache.
Tim, you wouldn't happen to have an aspirin on you, would you?
What would you do?
Well, what I would do when I'm face-to-face with an irksome individual, I always say, look for the good in people.
Huh. That works?
Most of the time.
Yeah?
And if it doesn't, I take his ball away.
Hey, Toolman! Boy, you're jumpy.
Do you ever use the front door, Joe?
You know, you really got me in hot water with your wife. I kept trying to figure out why you would tell me a lie like that. Then it comes to me. You're having an affair, right?
No, I'm not having an affair, Joe.
Okay, then I know what it is. You hate me.
I wouldn't say that.
Hey, don't apologize. I know the meat man comes on strong sometimes. I'm not everybody's cut of beef. I'm sorry.
Hey, look, I'm the one who should apologize for making up that stupid story.
Well, I should learn how to let people eat chicken. Anyway, Toolman, I got something for you.
That was all right, Joe. You don't need to do that.
Hey, this is an original 33.
Yeah, well, I felt real bad about denting your fake one.
Well, I mean, these are impossible to find. I looked for
2 years. Hey, not for the meat man. I called in a few favors, drove to Ohio, bingo bango, you got yourself a grill.
The grill of my dreams. this must have cost a fortune.
Hey, don't worry about it. I'm doing great. Anyway, when the hot rod's all done, you give me a spin around the block, we'll call it even, okay?
You got it.
See you around, buddy.
Thanks, Joe. Yeah.
Is that Joe's voice I heard?
Yeah. Look what he did. He found an original grill for the 33. An original. You know, like I always say, you just got to find the good in people.
So now you like the meat man?
Oh, yeah, I like meat man.
And, honey, I apologize for making up this stupid story. I was out of line, but you know what? If you and Marie want to go out as couples, I'm in.
Marie and I definitely want to go out as couples.
All right.
We just got to find 2 other guys.
Yeah, Jerry. Oh, you want us to see your vacation videos. Oh, that's too bad. We can't do it. No, Tim's working late. You know, he's not here. Oh, I'm so sorry. Well, maybe some other time. Okay, bye-bye.
Liar, liar, bras on fire.
Oh, so you want to go over to Jerry and Sheila's and watch them argue their way through Europe?
That's not the point. Why is it I can't lie about you and you can lie about me?
Because I'm better at it. Tim, if you're gonna lie about me, you know, you just have to use common sense. Wait, hold on. We have to find another guideline.
All right, why don't we just sit down and discuss acceptable lies and non-acceptable lies.
Okay, I'll give you some, all right? Lie number one. I can't go out tonight because my wife is accepting a Mother of the Year award.
Okay.
All right, lie number two. I can't go out tonight because my wife is finishing her third book.
Reading it or writing it?
Very funny.
All right, I'm getting the vibe here.
All right.
We can't go out tonight because my wife is braiding her back hair.
Not acceptable.
A little over the top?
Yeah.
All right. Can't go out tonight because my wife will be hugging me and smothering me in romantic kisses.
Acceptable, but nauseating.
Okay.
Oh, I always say, look for the good in people.
And that works.
Most of the time. And if it doesn't, I missed the ball. Well, I always say, look for the good in people.
And that works?
Most of the time.